This is Akashwani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. During his visit to Uttar Pradesh, Mr. Modi will host the Prime Minister of Mauritius, Naveen Chandra Ramgulam, in the spiritual city of Varanasi. Mauritius Prime Minister is on a state visit to India till the 16th of this month. He reached Varanasi yesterday. Later in the evening, Prime Minister Modi will undertake an aerial survey of the flood-affected areas in Uttarakhand. Mr. Modi will also chair a high-level review meeting with officials. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has approved two major infrastructure projects worth a total of 7,616 crore rupees for the construction of a four-lane greenfield highway and doubling of 177-kilometer-long railway line. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav made the announcement about the CCEA's decisions while briefing media in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Vaishnav said the CCEA has approved the 177-kilometer-long doubling of the Bhagalpur-Dumka-Rampurhat single railway line section across Bihar, Jharkhand and West Bengal.
भागलपुर दुमका रामपुरहाट डबलिंग ये प्रोजेक्ट बिहार झारखंड और बंगाल को जोड़ने वाला एक बहुत ही इम्पोर्टेंट प्रोजेक्ट है। इस डबलिंग के बाद में भागलपुर से दुमका और उससे सीधा रामपुरहाट की तरफ गाड़ियां जा सकेगी और बहुत बड़े तीर्थ स्थल देवघर धाम को भी जोड़ता है ये और साउथ बिहार को जो बड़ी कनेक्टिविटी चाहिए होती है टुवर्ड्स कलकत्ता टुवर्ड्स साउथ वो कनेक्टिविटी इस प्रोजेक्ट से मिलती है।
The minister said the CCEA has also approved the construction of a four-lane greenfield highway, access-controlled Mokama-Munger section of the Buxar-Bhagalpur high-speed corridor in Bihar on hybrid annuity mode. Security has been heightened along the India-Nepal border in Bihar, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand in the wake of violent clashes and protests in the neighbouring country. Special vigilance is being maintained at trade checkpoints and other entry points with police and Sashastra Seema Bal SSP closely monitoring cross-border movement. Rail services between Nepal's Janakpur and India's Jayanagar have been suspended till further notice at the request of Nepalese authorities. In Nepal, a group of Gen Z representatives proposed the name of former Chief Justice Sushila Karki to lead the interim government during a gathering in Kathmandu yesterday. However, the proposal sparked discontent with many youth gathering outside the venue to protest the decision. Our correspondent reports that after days of violent protests, relative calm has returned to the capital city as discussions around forming an interim government gained momentum. Meanwhile, to contain the unrest, the Nepal Army has extended nationwide curfew till 6 a.m. today. Calcutta High Court gave permission to veterans of Indian Army to stage protest today under Gandhi statue at Maidan area in Kolkata in connection with Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee's alleged remarks on army. Recently, Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee made some remarks while army personnel from the Eastern Command in Kolkata removed a Trinamool Congress temporary stage from Maidan area. It was reported that the army took this action after repeated appeals to remove the stage were ignored by the TMC and the Kolkata police had not taken any measures. Home Minister Amit Shah virtually inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for development projects worth 66 crore rupees in Gujarat's Sanand Assembly constituency. Promising holistic development of the constituency, Mr. Shah said that every Sanand village will have basic amenities including water supply, roads, healthcare, sanitation and afforestation by 2029. The minister said that once the Dholera Special Investment Region becomes operational and industrial development projects around Sanand are completed, Sanand will emerge as the most industrially developed tehsil in Gujarat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke with Amir of Qatar Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani and expressed deep concern at the attacks in Doha. And that is the end of this news bulletin.